Park Row Books and Harper Audio present The Lost Apothecary by Sarah Penner. Performed by Lorna Bennett, Lauren Anthony, and Lauren Irwin. A note before we begin. For a map of London, recipes, and more, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to http://harperaudio.hc.com/The Lost Apothecary. I swear and promise before God, author and creator of all things, never to teach ungrateful persons or fools the secrets and mysteries of the trade. Never to divulge the secrets confided to me. Never to administer poisons. To disavow and shun as a pestilence the scandalous and pernicious practices of quacks, empirics, and alchemists. And to keep no stale or bad drug in my shop. May God continue to bless me so long as I continue to obey these things. Ancient Apothecary's Oath.
1. Nella, February 3rd, 1791. She would come at daybreak, the woman whose letter I held in my hands, the woman whose name I did not yet know. I knew neither her age nor where she lived. I did not know her rank in society, nor the dark things of which she dreamed when night fell. She could be a victim or a transgressor, a new wife or a vengeful widow, a nursemaid or a courtesan. But despite all that I did not know, I understood this. The woman knew exactly who she wanted dead. I lifted the blush-coloured paper, illuminated by the dying flame of a single rushwick candle. I ran my fingers over the ink of her words, imagining what despair brought the woman to seek out someone like me. Not just an apothecary, but a murderer, a master of disguise. Her request was simple and straightforward. For my mistress's husband, with his breakfast, daybreak, 4th of February. At once, I drew to mind a middle-aged housemaid called to do the bidding of her mistress, and with an instinct perfected over the last 2 decades, I knew immediately the remedy most suited to this request, a chicken egg laced with nux vomica. The preparation would take mere minutes. The poison was within reach. But for a reason yet unknown to me, something about the letter left me unsettled. It was not the subtle, woodsy odour of the parchment, or the way the lower left corner curled forward slightly, as though once damp with tears. Instead, the disquiet brewed inside of me, an intuitive understanding that something must be avoided. But what unwritten warning could reside on a single sheet of parchment shrouded beneath pen strokes? None at all, I assured myself. This letter was no omen. My troubling thoughts were merely the result of my fatigue. The hour was late, and the persistent discomfort in my joints.
I drew my attention to my calfskin register on the table in front of me. My precious register was a record of life and death, an inventory of the many women who sought potions from here, the darkest of apothecary shops.
In the front pages of my register, the ink was soft, written with a lighter hand, void of grief and resistance. These faded, worn entries belonged to my mother.
This apothecary shop for women's maladies, situated at 3 back.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?